Sunder live for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London live.
What a night to be alive. Happy Tuesday, beautiful humans. This is Ash London live. We are going to have so much fun tonight. I've got so much good music for you, first of all. But second of all, this is your chance to live your best life with Budweiser's Bud and Bougie Party. They've got boat parties happening all over the world, and we have the exclusive invites to Australia's, which is happening in Sydney Harbour. Register your details, ashlandlive.com. We could be calling you back from anywhere in Australia and flying you in tonight. Plus, we've got Vance Joy meet and greets to give away. This guy is one of the nicest dudes on earth making music. You've got to be listening out and give us a call on 13 10 60 when you hear this song. Oh, Saturday sun. I met someone out on the west coast. I got to get back. I can't let this go. Plus, Ariana Grande has made all of us go, what? Say what? She's done something that's got a lot of heads scratching and a lot of girls wanting to call her up and be like, sister, reconsider. We will discuss it all in depth after this. Ash London Live. Ariana Grande. Whoa. 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 We all woke up and looked at Instagram and went, what?
Yeah.
What you doing, girl? She is reportedly engaged to, what's his name, Draco? I always forget it.
Pete Davidson
from SNL. He's like a comedian, actor dude. He was with someone else a month ago. She, of course, was with Mac Miller. Miller or Meek Mill? I get them confused.
Mac Miller.
Oh, Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Sexy vibe I would have interrupted right now if I was right. So they're both single. They found each other. Word on the street after 1 month, they're engaged. Because we only found out they were dating like 2 weeks ago. And then 2 weeks before. Wait, what? Sexy Vi-Vi, what's wrong? Get on the microphone. Hello? Sexy Vi-Vi?
I think she's laughing at something else out there.
Okay, I thought she was freaking out because I got some details of this story wrong. So we're all freaking out because Ariana Grande is engaged after 1 month. It begs a question.
Sorry, I just didn't like the seat I was sitting on. I didn't like the seat I was sitting on, so I got up in it. Don't worry,
here
you're good.
I am.
I think she's listening
saying,
in delay too because that was...
She's talking about things, I think they're wrong, and she's just freaking out because her chair's wrong. Jeez Louise. 13 10 60 is a question we are asking. How long did it take you to get engaged? Can you beat Ariana Grande? Or maybe you're in the vicinity of Ariana Grande.
I mean, it didn't take you long. It wasn't 2 weeks like Ariana Grande.
It was, for us, it was like 7 months or something between meet, you know, starting to date and getting engaged. And he bought the ring 3 months after our first date. Just didn't tell me. He knew a good thing when he saw it. We've got sacks of prizes, movie tickets, albums, all the good stuff to give away. 13, 10, 60. How long was it between your first date and your engagement? Are you an Ariana Grande? And did you sign a prenup? That is what Kathy Griffin told her to do on Twitter today. Ash London Live. Ariana Grande engaged after 1 month of dating her boyfriend, Abby, on 13, 10, 60. Word on the street is you two got engaged pretty quickly. What are we talking?
So we met in January, engaged in May, and married in November.
So you were married 11 months after you met.
Yep, and still married now, 8 years later.
Wow. So did you know on the first date?
No.
So when did you know?
you just go to the flow. I don't think you know on the first date.
I respect it. Good on you, Abby. Thank you for calling. We'll send you off to the movies. The two of you can have a date night. Tara in Canberra. We're currently looking at, at 6 months so far between Abby met and got engaged. What are you looking at? How long between meeting and getting engaged?
My husband first asked me 2 months after we started dating, but I didn't say yes until about the 30th time, which was 5 months after we started dating.
He was banging. He was mad to put a ring on it, Tara.
Yeah. And we've been married 3.5 years later.
And you're happy you did it?
Yeah, definitely.
And by the 30th time, did you just give in or were you like, okay, I know he's serious now?
Oh, I actually said to him as a joke, I'll marry you if you buy me this wedding dress. And he went, done. How much is it?
Tara, negotiating. Yeah. I'm mad for it. Good on you, mate. You're off to the movies. We'll send you a double pass. And we'll go to Natasha. Natasha, currently we're looking at 5 months. Can you beat it?
Yes, I was engaged after 7 days.
Get out of here.
Yes, it sounds so ridiculous. But yes, 7 days. I met the guy at a party. He happened to be a family friend. And 2 days later, our parents were meeting. And within 7 days, we're engaged.
Oh, my gosh. And are you married yet?
No, so that didn't last too long. we were engaged for a year and a half, and then
it
ended. Yeah.
Man.
So I guess is it
you said that your parents were meeting. Is it a cultural thing, like in your culture, that's kind of normal and expected to get married quite quickly?
Yeah, so I'm Indian, and of course, if you want to get engaged, you have to go through the parents, and they're just like, oh, the guy's got the girl's group, get them engaged. What's the hold up?
Wow. And when you got engaged, did you feel like 100% on board? It was part of you like, oh, God, I think I'm rushing into this.
I think it hit me after like 6 months. At first, I was so excited because like everyone around me was getting married. Like, yay, finally, I'm going to be married too. And, yeah, they
were
like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, well, Natasha, you got to wait for the right one. And even if it takes you till you're 31, like it took me, which is still very young, it's definitely worth the wait for the right one, I would say, babes.
Yeah, definitely won't do the 7 days again.
Good on you, Natasha. You are off to the movies. And we'll go to Nicola in Australia. Nicola, surely you can't beat a week.
Actually, I can.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so I used to go to this church and there was a guy there, but I never really saw him. Yeah. I'm not really that into, you know, skinny guys.
Okay, so, fair enough. Each to their own. Each to their own.
Yeah, we started off just like basically hating each other. I wasn't interested in him. He wasn't interested in me.
Yes.
And then one of his friends convinced him. He's like, you know, she's a really good girl or whatever. And he's like, okay. So he took me out on a date. And he basically told me his whole life story that day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad for this person. I'm like, I just want to love you.
So then you had your second date and he proposed to you on the second date.
Yeah, on the second date.
Like with a ring, like a legit proposal?
With a legit ring, yes.
And when was this? How long ago?
This was almost 2 years ago.
And did you get married to him?
Yes. We're
And you're happily married?
Happily married. October will be her second year married.
Oh, love you, Nicola. Congrats. That's so wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that happened. Good on you, Dal.
My father was crying. He was so confused. He thought I was insane.
Of course. My mum would have thought that as well. But in 10 years, hopefully, you'll still be married. You'll be happy. And they'll go, hey, you made the right decision, Nicola.
Yeah, we're hoping for that.
Good on you, mate. We're going to send you up to the movies and we'll give you a hairdryer as well, because anyone who's got the balls to get engaged after a week deserves a free hairdryer.
Thanks so much, guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, you're awesome, Nicola. Wasn't she cool, Jennifer?
Yeah.
She's a great chatter. I like her. Nicola can stay. Hey, guys, so much good stuff still to come on the show. Before 7 o'clock, someone's winning these Vans Join meet and greet. Plus, Bud and Bougie, if you want us to fly you to Sydney, give you $1,000 spending money and a hotel to party with us on the harbour, register your details at ashlondonlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lova. Ash London Live.
Well, anyone who listens to this show on the reg will know that I am always just playing kick-ass ladies making good pop music from Sweden. I don't know what is in the water. We have got another one here. You've heard her on the show. Now she is here. Lova, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, is there some pop academy that you, when you're 2 years old in Sweden, they just send you off and teach you how to make really good pop music?
Not really, but there are some really good music schools, for sure. I definitely think that that's like one.
Yeah. I'm sending my kid when I have a kid to Sweden.
You should.
Just go and become a cool
exactly.
musical freak.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because you're still so young. So at what point in your life were you like, yeah, I'm going to be a musician. This is my lot. This is what I want to do.
I mean, I started writing when I was 7.
Crazy.
And then, yeah, so I always wanted to be an artist. But then I was like in this music competition in Sweden. And then I was like 12. And I won that, and then I got to represent Sweden in Amsterdam.
So cool.
For, like, Uni Eurovision.
Awesome!
Yeah, and after that, I remember, like, loving everything. Just, like, being backstage, doing interviews. Like, everything was so nice. So then I, like...
You got a taste of the glory. Exactly.
No, exactly. It was like, yeah, this is definitely what I'm going to do.
And were your parents supportive? Were they, like, go to school?
No, they've been super supportive. My dad actually, like, used to... be an opera singer.
Really?
When I was younger, yeah. Or he quit before they got, like, children. But, yeah.
So Does that mean that growing up you were always just surrounded by music?
No, he definitely put, like, his dreams on his kids. Yep, sorry, Dad, but that's so true.
Does that mean that your siblings are musical as well?
Yeah, I have a little brother. He's not really, I'm not sure if he's going to be an artist, but he's, like, his voice is amazing.
What?
Yeah, he's super talented.
He?
15.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's get him on backing vocals.
I know, definitely.
So you're in town supporting Noah Kahan. Have you, you haven't been here before, have you?
Yeah, it's my first time ever here.
Is this the farthest you've performed away from Sweden?
I don't think definitely.
You can't get further.
No, exactly. Like, this is on the completely other side of the world.
Totally.
It's like, took like a 25 hours to get here.
So how did this happen that you got this support slot? Is it through a relationship with Noah, or was the label like, "What are you? Do you want to come out to Australia?" And you were like, "Obviously, I do."
Yeah, it was actually a booking agency.
Cool.
Yeah, so we had a contact in London that heard my music and like works with Noah, and was like, "This is a perfect match. You should definitely go and tour with him."
Because we had him here, he was like, my set is really sad and, you know, like, really acoustic. So it probably makes sense because you have
this,
cool, quirky,
yeah, exactly,
upbeat but not poppy pop.
Yeah.
And then, so once you're here and then, like, he'll be here, then he's...
Exactly. We're balancing each other out.
And I love your EP. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I love You Mean the Silence. So cool.
Thank you.
Tell me, how, when did you make this? Because are you 19 now or have you turned 20?
I'm 19 still.
Still a teenager.
Yeah.
So how long ago did this song actually come to fruition? Because often it's like people will say, oh, I wrote it 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think we finished this like in the beginning of this year.
Great. So it's not like it's
in the beginning of this year. Because I released it in February, so probably not. But like before, like before Christmas or something. Yeah.
And what was the original version of this song? Because so much of the gloriousness of it is in the production. But I imagine that when you first kind of thought of it, it maybe didn't sound exactly like it does.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds completely different. But the hook, like the dee 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 dee, that's like the original from the first, like this, especially like that specific sound.
Yeah.
We're trying to like work with that and like change the sound. And I was like, no, this is perfect. Like how it is.
And who did you make it with?
I made a song with the Swedish guy, actually. He lives in London, but his name is Jonas.
Swedish people are so cool. You are.
Really?
You are. You absolutely are. Like,
awesome.
Now we are more than happy to play You Mean a Silence. It's such a great track.
Thank
you. And it was so great to meet you.
So nice meeting you.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
See the photos of my chat with Lova right now on our socials at Ash London Live. Let's get this track on the air. I'm obsessed. It's so good. Brand new from Lova. It is You, Me, and the Silence at Ash London Live. And by the way, if you want to get around her music, it's L-O-V-A. You're welcome.
Ash London Live for the MTV Movie and TV Awards.